Corey Chisel and Adriel Harris. Welcome to WKY.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're actually sort of playing three gigs in Lexington, really, isn't it? It's an
in-store. We're making up for lost time.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about this tour so far and where it's taken you and who you're going to tour with.
Sure, yeah. We've been out since June. We've been out. We're here last with this band called Murder by Death, and we had a great time. And we've been spending the most of our summer with Nora Jones. We did the West Coast. We did Europe together, and we just came back and did the Midwest. And we're on a little break till February, I think, with her. So yeah, it's been an exciting year. We've been all over.
And you had one show that was sort of nerve wracking. There, I take it.
Well, which one?
With Nora Jones?
Oh,
ring? Right. We're talking about in San Diego. Yes. Yeah. Her dad, Ravi Shankar, was in the audience, and I've obviously been aware of his music and a huge fan of his for as long as I can remember. So that was intimidating, yeah. But he was a nice guy.
So you're kind of wrapping up a tour here, and you're headed up north to Chicago and Minnesota. And I want to mention you released a new album earlier this year called Old Believers. So that one is out on shelves for people to pick up. Has it been fun playing the new songs live?
Yeah, it has. It's an experience of you know, record's different playing a record live, and sometimes you make one where you sort of find out that the songs don't translate as well as you thought in front of live audiences. But this record, we paid a lot of attention to the fact that we'd be touring this and that they need to sound good, you know, in whatever venue we're playing. So we're having a great time. We're not even close to sick of them yet.
Well, before we talk about the band and the new record a little bit more, let's hear a track right now. What do you want to play for us?
I will do a cut called I've Been Accused.
This is I've Been Accused. It's Corey Chisel live on 91.3 WUKY.
I've been accused of loving you for so long now that I can see where I went wrong. Am I an animal? Am I human? Who says ever moving? I can see where I went wrong. Just stay tonight. Nobody wants you to leave. Just stay the night. Nobody wants you to leave. You've been abused, and I've seen it. Love ain't like you mean it. And I can see where I went wrong. Am I forbidden or forgiven? Who says that we're winning? And I can see where I went wrong. Just stay the night. Nobody wants you to leave. Just stay the night. Nobody wants you to leave. You're my only son. You're my only son, and I have seen you on your knees. You're my only son. You're my only son. Will you break where your heart breathes? I've been accused of loving you so long now, and I can see where I went wrong. Just stay tonight. Nobody wants you to leave. Just stay tonight. Nobody wants you to leave. I've been accused. Yeah, I stand accused of loving you. Well now, you know I've been accused. Well now, I've been accused.
Sounding great, guys. That's
Thanks
just wonderful. You can catch Corey Chisel at 7 at Willie's Locally Known, and also at CD Central, an in-store performance at 6 p.m. For those in our audience who haven't heard your story, I want to give people some background on where that sound came from. It wasn't from listening to popular music growing up, I gather.
No, I spent a lot of time with, which is nice to be surrounded in a radio station by LPs, but a lot of Howlin' Wolf and Bob Dylan and those kind of things in my household. They were restricted rules about what records we could bring into our house. And now, being, you know, a music fan, I probably have the same kind of rules where I'm not going to let certain things in without, you know, if the parents got to listen to them, they better be good, you know.
What's not going to be let in?
You know, what I'm not understanding yet? I'm like new to the electronica scene and stuff. Every time I hear electronica, I'm always like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So somebody out there right now is like, it's because you're lame, man. But that could be true.
You mentioned some of the artists that have really spoken to you: Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. How have they influenced your musical path?
Well, I think mainly by teaching me that I really love story songs. I love songs that, you know, have a town in them and a place and an atmosphere you can sort of dwell inside of. And there's lots of reasons to like music. You know, you can like music because you're getting ready to go out. I really like to engage it, much like people go to the movies. You know, I like to put a record on and put an hour and a half. I actually don't listen to music, you know, very much when it's sort of background. When I can really like it, when I can actually be engaging it. And, you know, a lot of those artists like Townes Van Zandt and stuff, those stories are like, I can listen to them for the rest of my life, and they just become more familiar and more amazing in the way that they're written.
I saw a magazine article online that actually called you the next Man in Black. Now, that's a pretty big mantle to take up.
That's the one
you
never want them to say. Yeah. There's not going to be a next Man in Black. We all will live in that long black shadow for the rest of our lives. But, you know, I think that there is some similarities to the story. I mean, I grew up, you know, singing in the church and had a fairly public, you know, falling out with organized faith, and yet have a lot of respect for spirituality, and the songs, you know, deal a lot with that. And there's quite a bit of wrestling in our songs. And I like to think that one thing I love about Johnny Cash is that you can't just walk down the street and peg a Johnny Cash fan. And we love to see our audiences are made up of the same way. You know, this should be music for any type of person, any age. And that's, you know, my grandma likes Johnny Cash, and, you know, 17-year-old hipsters who love Skrillex, you love Johnny Cash, you know?
This is true. You recorded your new album, Old Believers, with yet another great songwriter in his own right, Brendan Benson, mm-hmm. Great solo artist, as well as a member of the Raconteurs. Talk about that name, Old Believers, and what Benson brought to the record.
Well, Old Believers is a term that Brendan definitely falls into, which I you know, they're people that have believed in me from much before I even believed in myself entirely. And this record wouldn't even be made if it weren't for Brendan. I took 3 years between records, and was very on the fence about just what being a musician, you know, professionally entails. You know, it's interesting, as you guys know here at the station, when you start mixing money with art and, you know, and understanding how, you know, how to deal with it, you know. And Brendan came to me with this idea to make a record, and gave me no option to say no. He's like, I'm going to pay for it. You're going to do it with me. We're going to, you know, make it as easy as possible. But he's like, you have too many songs stacked up. And he's like, you've got to get over whatever hurdle, you know, you're got to get over to make music. And, you know, and thinking about who this record was for, we use the term Old Believers as a way to say, you know, people who have stuck with us for a long time and allowed us to be different than everybody else and really supported us. And, you know, we wanted them to know that this record was for them.
I know you've also said that environment means a lot to you when you're recording, too, maybe being close to the woods, mm-hmm. closer to nature. But how does that affect your songwriting?
I think the main thing is that it keeps me in a headspace that is open. And honestly, I don't have to tell you guys anything about it. Being in Kentucky, like we've had 2 days of where I feel like I could write 1,000 songs. And it's something about being around the type of people that choose to live in this environment that, you know, the woods and the trees and the elements really speak to them. One of the reasons I was really bummed out with making records is, this is nothing against people that live in LA because they love it, but we started our last record in LA and it got away from me. Like I didn't feel like myself. That's the only way to put it. And, you know, we were up in Whitesburg, Kentucky yesterday, and we were visiting an artist cabin that had, you know, no running water and like up in the woods. And immediately I was like, I could write 1,000 songs in this place. And it's just what feels good to me and what really gets the juices flowing, I guess.
Easier to be focused there. Certainly.
It is. Yeah. And it's easier to be just inspired. The colors, the landscape, you know, the people that would stop by and visit, you know, are interested in things I'm interested in, like where you're from and where you're going and the stories and all that stuff, which is like that being around that type of people and environment is really what gets it going for me.
Well, let's hear one more song from you guys. What note would you like to end on here?
Well, seeing we're talking about stories so much, we're going to do a song called I Never Meant to Love You, But It's Too Late Now. And this has it's got a little bit of a tale to it. So
Corey Chisel live on WUKY.
I never meant to take you to the party that night. Yeah, and I never meant to kiss you in the pale moonlight. Well, there's nothing I can do about it now. Yeah, and I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I'm a baby, you can love me like a bowling ball. Well, you can roll me all night and I won't complain at all. There'll be times when we're striking every pin. Well, you can set them up, honey, if you knock them down again. And say you'll never be less than my guiding star. 'Cause we'll never be more than the people we are. And I don't know why, and I don't know how. Yeah, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I never took myself as a family man. Well, now I'm running to the bedroom every chance I can. You draw the shades, you let your head down, you pull me in. Well, I can feel your blood rushing just below your skin. I said I'd always be a prisoner, I'd always be your slave. Because you gotta love someone in between the grave. And better you, darling, than my own selfish device. Yeah, if you think I don't need you, then baby, think twice. Say you'll never be less than my guiding star. 'Cause we'll never be more than the people we are. And I don't know why, and I don't know how. Yeah, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. Looks like you're stuck with me, darling, till the ends of time. Well, when we climbed every mountain that there was to climb, you look at me, you finally see me just as I am. I said I never meant to love you, would you love me again? Or say you'll never be less than my guiding star. 'Cause we'll never be more than the people we are. And I don't know why, and I don't know how. Yeah, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. Well, I never meant to take you to the party that night. Yeah, I never meant to kiss you in the pale moonlight. Well, there's nothing I can do about it now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. Darling, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now.
Corey Chisel, and Adriel Harris live on Rockin' Roots on 91.3 WUKY. You can see them at 7 at Willie's, locally known on North Broadway, and they will be at City Central as well for an in-store performance today at 6 p.m. We encourage you to support all the great musicians like Corey Chisel that come through City Central, and think about picking up CDs as well. Keep that music going. Corey, Adriel, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Best of luck to you guys on the rest of your tour, and come back to see us, okay?
We would love to. Thank you.